When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert!
There you go. There you go. That's what you're looking for. Oh, that's what I'm looking for right there. That's what I'm talking about. Welcome, welcome one and all in here, out there, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. First of all, whoo, John. We made it.
Yep.
Happy Friday.
Friday.
Happy Friday to everybody.
In the vibe.
I didn't think it. I woke up today thinking, is this still Thursday? Turned out it's Friday. Hope you all have weekend plans. Joe Biden certainly does, because tomorrow is his birthday. So, there you go. There you go. So, if you see him, be sure to sing happy birthday, but leave off the how old are you now? Just don't ask. Joe hasn't blown out the candles yet, but I'm pretty sure I know his wish. Better poll numbers. And of course, more wishes. Always wish for more wishes. That's how I got this gig. Here's the thing. I don't think Biden gets enough credit for the things he does accomplish. Case in point, look at this headline about his infrastructure bill from CNN. Americans aren't feeling relief from Biden's big Washington victory. He signed the infrastructure bill on Monday. It's Friday. This is what the internet shopping has done to us. Excuse me, I ordered a suspension bridge and it has not arrived yet. I clicked 2-day delivery. Can I speak to America's manager, please? Go get America's manager, please. I'll wait. I'm recording you. No, I'm recording you right now. To get in the party mood for his birthday, Biden met up with two of his pals, Mexican president and bank manager, telling your grandma, but how could a young lady like you need a retirement account? Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador and Canadian prime minister and poetry professor who swears his new beard has nothing to do with his divorce. Justin Trudeau. Yesterday, the three North American leaders got together for a meeting that's informally called the Three Amigos Summit. Slightly questionable as a name, still better than Trudeau's suggestion, Ménage à Trois. And they have to do it in French and English.
I see.
The three leaders addressed a series of issues that have caused tension among neighbors, specifically the Shawn Mendes-Camila Cabello breakup. Lot to negotiate there. We're all upset. He's Canadian, she's American. Which nation gets custody of his abs? It may be Joe Biden's birthday, but he's the one giving out all the gifts. Because you may remember that the Pfizer pharmaceutical company has a new pill that they say can reduce hospitalizations from COVID by 89%. Well, now the Biden administration has bought enough pills for 10 million people. It's raining pills, Jack. That's right. Come on in here. That's right, I'm the candy man. I'm the candy man. Uncle Joe, here's your COVID pens dispenser. Okay? Just tilt my head back and come out my neck. Disturbing image. It's a disturbing image. Now, there's just one problem with this pill. It only works if you take it. And the people who will need to take it, by and large, are anti-vaxxers. So the administration is getting ahead of conspiracy theories by renaming it Dr. Lindell's Magic Horse Elixir, now with anti-5G flavor crystals, guaranteed to keep your cousin's friend's balls exactly the same size you know and love. The administration is also handing out vaccines to kids. That's going better than anyone expected. In fact, nearly 1 in 10 younger U.S. children got a coronavirus shot in the first 2 weeks of vaccine eligibility, which represents... That's right, I agree. Which represents a faster uptake than when adults were initially offered coronavirus vaccine shots. Well, that makes sense. Kids aren't on Facebook. You tell them the vaccine will make them magnetic, they're like, awesome, Mom, can you use me to put my drawings up on the fridge? That's the fridge. That's the fridge right here. I'm a child. Now, not everyone is excited about vaccinating children. Conservatives are, for some reason, still upset that Sesame Street's Big Bird tweeted that he received his COVID-19 vaccine. He got his shots from the count. You need 1, 2, 3 boosters. Where's my lightning? Where's my lightning? Where's my lightning? One of the guys who's most mupset is conservative pastor and prison talent show hypnotist Mario Murillo. Murillo said this about Big Bird promoting the vax.
This is the most demonic thing I've seen in a long time.
Repent, for lo, I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, an 8-foot-tall canary on roller skates, who taught me my letters and how to share my toys. It's the work of the devil. It's the... What's crazy about this is that Big Bird promoting vaccines is nothing new. Back in 1972, Big Bird was telling kids, don't wait, vaccinate. But hey, what do I know? Maybe the show has changed since the 1970s. Is Sesame Street some kind of hellhole now? Let's check in on today's episode.
These are the heroes in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood.
Hey, I know that guy, John.
Yes.
John Batiste.
Hey.
John, tell me, you were over there. What's it like over there? Is it full of hellspawn?
Well, Stephen, the letter D is for definitely not. And don't dare call Big Bird a demon, doofus.
Thank you, John. Message has to be sent.
I don't like that. Big Bird is my boy.
There's a lot to feel hopeful about right now. Kids are getting vaxxed. It's been a beautiful fall day here in New York City. Okay? Really, really feels like things are looking up. What else is going on in the news? Oh, in Maryland, they found a case of rare contagious monkeypox. Monkeypox is a pretty rare disease, but it spreads easily because it's transmitted through large respiratory droplets. So that means it's airborne. And I'm being told we have footage of the monkeypox spreading. Now, before you get out the Lysol and start wiping down your monkey, you should know that although monkeypox is in the same family of viruses as smallpox, it causes milder symptoms. Okay, so it's scary, but it's no smallpox. In other news, workers in a Pennsylvania lab discovered frozen vials marked smallpox. Hey, no smallpox until you finish your monkeypox. Apparently, these vials of deadly contagion were found while cleaning out a freezer. Oh, been there. It's late, you're digging around in the freezer for a treat. All you can find is an expired Hungry Man, an old chicken burger, and a biological weapon. Just throw it out. You're never gonna make a chicken burger. Well, various poxes aside, at least the world's safe from swarms of cannibal crabs. What's that? 50 million cannibal crabs have descended on Australia, which, given what I know about Australia, is a lot of cannibal crabs. very few cannibal crabs, the perfect amount of cannibal crabs. Australia is terrifying. There's so many crabs, they've actually shut down roads. Let's see. Holy Crab Fest for a limited time at Red Lobster. Now, I know you have some questions like, ah! And crabs! But this crowd of crabs is perfectly normal. They're heading to the ocean to mate and spawn. But the crabs' cannibal side comes out when babies returning from their first ocean migration are feasted on by adults as part of their diet. Oh, so it's a form of birth control, which makes sense. If you're a crab, using those claws to put on a condom is pretty awkward. Hang on, Diane. There's only one solution for this crisis. The Australian Air Force needs to carpet bomb those crabs with Old Bay seasoning and drop me in there with a super soaker loaded with drawn butter, a bib, and a tiny hammer. That road will be clean by Monday. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, meanwhile.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Happy Friday, John.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Friday. Happy Friday. Man, love y'all out there.
John, I tell you, I
love y'all.
Thanks, everybody. Please have a seat. John, you know who's here tonight is the one, the only, the multi-talented, the dynamic dynamo himself. Mr. Kevin Hart is here.
Kevin Hart, living legend.
Big star.
Living legend. Absolutely.
Kevin Hart, that's an honest to God huge star. Yeah. Huge star.
Does stand up in stadiums.
55,000 people.
That's by yourself on stage.
That is more than this.
But viewers at home, though. We got viewers at home.
We do have viewers at home. That's true. We have, like, twice this much. Anyway, he's always a joy. He was always a joy. Hey, John, did you have a good time over at Sesame Street?
Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. More than a good time. It was a revelation. It's the reason why, one of the reasons why I do this is to be a part of energy that's that pure and righteous. So, I loved it.
That's it. Pretty great. Pretty great. Just to throw out my own bona fides there, I also did a Sesame Street project. Okay. I was Sesame Street A to Z. I was the letter Z.
Ah.
You know, I brought it home. You
yes,
know. I was the closing act in the
That's
alphabet.
That's right.
A lot of responsibility.
What does Z stand for?
My character, the Z,
yeah,
was very upset because there were so few things that began with Z that were at the mall where we were shooting because there were no zebras there.
I was gonna say.
And xylophone, of course,
yeah,
begins with an X.
X.
You know, which I find out in the video, and I'm embarrassed,
yeah.
I would say. Like... But then I find out that I'm also in a piece of pizza twice.
Ah,
you know?
See,
and that's what brings it home for me. That's the emotional arc of my character right there.
That's right.
Also, I want to point out that wearing a costume of the letter Z is very painful. Because my spine did this.
Wow.
I had to bend inside. I was like this to get in the Z. Yeah.
How do you keep the structure of the Z?
What do you mean? No, the Z structure was fine. My spine had to go into the Z shape.
So you,
I had a little physical therapy halfway through the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to dig down deep.
Yeah.
For Sesame Street, you got to want it.
Yeah, you got to stay
on. Don't just let anybody come over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Well, this, Well, that was special.
Do you dig?
Right? Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spent a lot of time right over there tenderly clipping the newsiest, most fragrant tea leaf buds of the day, gingerly laying them to dry by the light of the rosy-fingered dawn, painstakingly steeping them to perfection in the most topical of fresh water gathered from the nation's news reservoir, before ceremoniously serving to you the antioxidant-rich elixir of bespoke tisane that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, after a bender on absinthe and Mountain Dew Code Red, I sweat myself awake, hovered over a vat of blistering sewer runoff. I add to the gurgling pot of nightmares whatever the voices demand. Scraps of wet trash can lettuce and Band-Aids from the community pool, then using an old gym sock I found at the Hoboken YMCA. I strain it all into a disused gasoline container to offer you the scalding hot, demented demon tonic of news that is my segment. This right here, Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh's pants caught fire during the Michigan Penn State game. Happens all too often. That's why they always have to be ready to put the coaches out. Apparently, Harbaugh stood too close to a space heater, which caused the fire, and he described the moment in an interview.
All of a sudden, Daylon Baldwin says, "Coach, your pants on fire." I go, "Huh? Your pants on fire?" I look down and, oh my gosh, pants on fire. So, maybe a little coaching point to Daylon Baldwin. If somebody's on fire, man, like, hey, coach!
Now, to be fair, that college football player isn't being paid to be a fireman or a football player. Meanwhile, a bunch of people just rode horses to a McDonald's drive-thru. I'll take a number 4 with a small Coke and 1,500 of those little apple slices. The ride happened in Cyberjaya, a city in western Malaysia known as the country's version of Silicon Valley. So no matter what country you're in, Silicon Valley bros are exhausting. Meanwhile, the young have struck again because Gen Z has declared blonde hair as chuggy. And A-listers such as Gigi Hadid, Florence Pugh, and Hailey Bieber have ditched their straw-colored dos and gone brunette. And they look pretty cool doing it. But of course, true Gen Z style icons were brunette all along. Catch my drip, fam. I'm a bop, TBH. And does the carpet match the drapes? Nobody wants to know, I won't tell you. Meanwhile, they're hardwood floors. Meanwhile, beloved, what is wrong with you? You said you wanted to be in comedy. Meanwhile, beloved cast member from The Office, BJ Novak, has a face. There it is. Well, now that face is on products worldwide, and he's not sure why. People stealing celebrities' faces to sell stuff is very common. And this is true. A few years ago, an Iranian clothing company used my image to sell suits. I never should have done that stock photo gig in Tehran. But I was young and hungry, and they paid in pistachios. But BJ's being used to push all kinds of weird stuff, like this line of Uruguayan flag face paint, these electric razors, and these European knee-length ponchos. Well, I will say this. Knee is the perfect length for ponchos. Not too long, not too short, but you still feel like you're wearing a hot, wet garbage bag. And you'll notice it's the same photo of Novak on all these products. That's because apparently someone uploaded it to a website where it became part of the public domain. And it's the internet, so it's spread out of control. Normally, an image doesn't enter public domain for 120 years. That's why in 2020, The hottest product was the Big Bill McKinley Air Fryer. So good, an anarchist will assassinate you for it.
Coming up, Kevin Hart.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Thank you. Wow. Insane. It feels, I gotta be honest, man, that feels so good. It feels, I don't even think you guys know how much you just made me smile. It's been so long since I've had the audience interaction and just seeing people again, seeing their faces, man.
Yeah.
That's special. Very special.
Yeah. It's like
it's dope.
Someone turns on an air conditioner in your life when you hear that from a crowd.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You
being here. You're
appreciate
a damn
you.
Big star.
Damn right
I am.
And
very busy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Damn
That's
right,
right
I am.
You've been doing all the shows, and we're glad to be on the cavalcade.
Yes.
But I gotta ask you a question. I wanna know, what are the COVID precautions you run into at different places you go to? Because we try to be safe here.
Yeah.
How would you compare our protocols to other places? What's it like out there?
Well, right now, you know, I'm on promo tour, so the craziness is and seeing how everybody is different, right?
Okay.
You know, I went to the Today Show. Mm-hmm. That was the first one. That was like going to what is it called? Jail.
They scrub you down when you come in?
It was tough.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was at one point I asked him, I was like, y'all did know I was coming, right? Like, it was like fingerprints. I'm talking a prick of blood.
Sure.
I mean, they put some over my face and I don't know what it is. They sprayed me and they think I don't know. It was bad. I said, what is that? Was it rain? I don't know what that was. I got done there and then I went to the other one was I went to go do Kelly and Ryan.
Sure.
And you know, that one's crazy because they're living a lie there. So backstage, they're all talking to you. But then we got out on the stage and they act like they never talked to me back there. They were like, whoa, we don't shake hands. I was like, you damn lie. We just hugged in the back. So that was
we
tough.
Just made news.
Yeah. That
just
was
made news right now. That is an exclusive.
Yeah, that's an
that's
exclusive.
That's a Late Show exclusive right
but
there.
But the good thing is they know I'm crazy enough and I called them all out on it. But, you know, I get it. Everybody is trying to figure it out and, you know, they're trying to figure out the best way to get back to the world of norm. And I think, you know, there's some hypersensitive, you know, tension in how to do it and progress. But I've been traveling and, you know, it's weird because different places, some places didn't even know that we were in a pandemic.
I'm from South Carolina.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you mean.
I went to Wichita and I was talking to somebody and I was like, it's crazy, the whole pandemic. And he's like, what's that? And I said, what? I said, no, it's like a whole thing. He's like, get out. He told me to get. So some people don't even know what's going on, and some do. And,
God
you know, even
them.
In California, you know, they're getting back to it slowly. But as a person that thrives off of being around people and crowds, it's just good to see faces. It's good to see that energy. And, you know, I hope that we're getting closer back to the ways of norm. Of course, safety first,
sure.
But this just feels good.
You got the kids vaccinated. You got the pills coming.
Yes.
Oh,
it's good.
You know, I understand. You've been interviewing people yourself.
Yes.
You've been dabbling in the interview game yourself on your show Heart to Heart over on Peacock.
Yes.
And my understanding is that you usually offer your guests a little drink.
I do.
And I wanted to know, would you like one? I understand you're a fan of tequila.
We have a little. You have some tequila for me? You want to help me?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You take
Don't
a little
threaten
ice.
Me with a good time.
Take a ice, a
I'll take
ice,
whatever you give me.
There you go, right there. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'll be honest, you guys are way too comfortable. This is, like, you guys.
It'll sterilize it.
Yeah.
It'll sterilize it.
I just saw Steve put his hand on the ice. He put his hand on my ice. Okay.
There
Let's go. This is great, man.
Fantastic.
To you. How about this? To you.
Well, I'm doing it.
I'm saying let's toast to you right now.
Toast, but you're the guest. We got to toast. You want a little of this action?
Yeah, give it to me. I'll take it.
Keep away the scurvy.
Definitely
right
a hot batch of Delta
there
right
go.
There. I'm going to digest that.
From one talk show host to another talk show host, here's to guests as good as Kevin Hart.
My man.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Now, we have to take a quick break, but don't go away. We'll be right back with more Kevin Hart, everybody.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin, I gotta ask you a question about your friend Dwayne Johnson.
Sure.
Real quick.
Gonna get very honest.
We talked about this week. He made some news this week by saying that he has a habit of peeing in a water bottle while he's working out.
Okay.
Were you aware of this? Have you seen this happen in your works out with Mr. Dwayne Johnson?
Well, it's not news to me. He smelled like urine for years.
Can you talk to him? Because it makes no sense to me. Working out someplace that doesn't have a bathroom.
At a certain point, you know when a person has a problem, he's dealing with something else.
So this is compensating.
There were times on set where I was like, should we say something? And everybody was like, he's big. And I was like, yeah, just let it happen.
That's true.
Just let it happen, man.
Speaking of big, here you are on Men's Journal. There you are, and your mighty biceps.
Yeah.
Right there.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ow!
Kind of doing this thing though. You're kind of doing the fist thing underneath the bicep.
No, well, that's a real. Actually, this shirt here, I had trouble putting it on. That's about the bust.
But you've always been fit. Here you are. This is swim team. How old are you here?
I am 13. 13 years old there.
There you go.
That's right.
On the swim team.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. It just got rated R, didn't it, ladies? It got rated R.
Now, as a teenager wearing a Speedo, did that help or hurt your social life?
Actually, I think that...
It's very European.
That says confidence. There's nothing more confident than a young black kid in a Speedo. By the way, you guys probably think that was with my swim team. No, that was on my class trip. Let me tell you how bad that is, okay? I'm gonna tell you how bad this photo is. So we had a class trip. I went to George Washington High School, and I was on a swim team. So on a swim team, your norm is a Speedo. These are the trunks you wear. Every guy is in a Speedo. Women are in tapered suits. We swim competitively. I did not know the world of other swimsuits or other trunks. I did not know the long trunk world exists. We get to my class trip, George Washington High School, and they go, yo, let's get in the pool. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I bought my trunks, but I got Speedos. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And I get out there, and I'll never forget, everybody, it was the first time that I've heard a group say, what the f*** do you have on? I've never, at the same time. And I was like... I remember going, where y'all Speedos at? Nobody else had on Speedos. That's my class trip. That's a great picture.
Now, 2 years ago, when you were on, actually 3 years ago, since then, you were in a serious car accident.
Yes, yes.
And any residual, or are you feeling right as rain?
No, man, I'm great. I'm back to 100%. Very lucky to be where I am. Of course, the appreciation for life goes up 1,000% when you have any type of accident that, you know, could have caused terminal harm, like to where it didn't have to be what it is now.
And I understand that it made you rethink your work-life balance.
Absolutely.
But it's been a couple years. How do you keep that? How do you keep your mind focused where it should be?
I gotta be honest with you. It's like, right now, this is when the battle starts, right? Because after my accident, of course, I was shut down. I was home. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we got hit with the pandemic. And, you know, you're looking at a course of almost 2.5 years where I've been home. So the focus on my family family was the priority. That understanding, absolutely. That's my babies. That's my tribe right there. The Hart household. The Hart household. So, you know, I think for me, the thing was, I'm such a workaholic. I give 1,000% to my craft, to my business. And it was understanding that I'm not matching that energy at home. How do I give that energy and make sure that that is going into them first and then the work second? I was doing it reverse. I was doing it work first, family second. And I think it takes a lot to check yourself, to understand where you're walking wrong and where you're taking steps that aren't correct steps. So now that we're like getting back into the swing of things and I'm back at work, it's the mental of, okay, all right, we're back in it, you're hustling again, but we shut down for a week. Let's go home and let's chill. Okay, you've been at it. Make sure that you go 2 weeks and wife, kids, and you're prioritizing. So I think now when I'm able to make those bigger moves and bigger decisions, it's just making them feel like a priority. Not that I haven't before. Mm-hmm. In the pandemic, I just realized that I could have done more and I missed a lot. I've never been home for that long. You know, as a comic, you're going every weekend. And I was going damn near every weekend for 20 years of my life. Mm-hmm. So when you get to see what happens on Saturdays and Sundays consistently, the smile changes, the heart beats a little different, and your want and need for the love that comes with unconditional feedback of just you and your time. It's nothing else. I don't need anything else. I just want your time. That's what I realized. That's what I took from that.
We have to take another break. We'll be right back with more Kevin Hart, everybody.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The one, the only, Mr. Kevin Hart. Now, you're a busy guy, stand-ups, films, podcasts, game show, interview shows. Mm-hmm. Now you're in a crime thriller series on Netflix.
Yes.
Called True Story.
Yes.
What's it about?
True Story. True Story is me taking a step. You want to drink? I'll drink. Okay.
I figured I would drink while you were talking, so I could.
True Story. True Story is me taking a bigger step in the world of drama and thriller, right? In my career, everything is thought out. Everything is calculated. So I've baby-stepped my audience, my fan base into me getting here. Upside, that was my first step. Fatherhood, that was a bigger step. True Story is now much crazier, much wilder, and a version of me that you would not expect to see. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because I'm at a point where I want to shake things up. I want to do things that I haven't done, and I want to take my audience on a whirlwind and then bring them back to what they know me for and then take them on another one. I'm in control of my career. I produce, write, and create my own projects.
So there's no comedy in this?
There's no comedy at all. It's dark.
All right.
It's very dark.
Why is it dark?
As a matter of fact, I should stop talking personable and I should go dark. this project is one... This project is one that I took on because I just felt there was a side of me that needed to be shown. I think we all battle with things, and I think the things we battle with, sometimes we have a tough time of letting those things out. Mm-hmm. This was my way of letting those things out and putting them on display. Right.
So you don't know what the show's about?
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. But it has
Are there murders?
Yeah, there's a lot of murders. I actually developed the show by calling Eric Newman, who is the creator, writer behind Narcos, and I called him and I said, hey, I want to kill somebody. And,
Not get caught?
Yeah, I just said, I want to kill somebody. He was like, you want me to help? And I was like, no. That's your personal business. I want to do a TV show based around that. Yeah. And we developed it, man. And it came out great. And we secured amazing talent around us. Wesley Snipes is my co-star. He plays my brother. He brings credibility to the project. Billy Zane, another. I mean, it's so
We have a clip here of you, and I think Wesley Snipes is in this too. Do you know what's going on here? You guys are playing basketball?
Of course I know what's going on here.
You're the setup here?
Anything you want me to set it up?
Does it need being set up? Or
I can set it up. true story, right now, Kevin Hart, Wesley Snipes playing basketball, right?
Jim.
Yeah, here it comes.
We outside, they had me against the gate, bro. Oh, y'all still out here in these streets, huh? What you doing out here?
Gee, what am I doing out here? I'm from here. It's my stomping ground. Y'all do know that, don't you?
Yeah, all right, okay,
my city.
Okay. This your city?
Yes, this is my city. Absolutely, this is my city.
Right. That's crazy.
No! Hey, Carl, where was you at last night? Oh, me and kid stopped in the old neighborhood. We hooped with some kids. Putting our story together. Follow me, come on.
Hey, y'all taking pics with them cops, won't y'all take a pic with us?
Come on, say less.
Come on, let's take a pic.
One time, get in here. Make sure you post it, though.
I got you.
Yeah, matter of fact, tag me and I'll repost it for you.
All right?
Send some followers your way. Y'all talking to you hooping. What we doing?
We hooping?
Yeah. Let's play a game. Two on two?
Yeah, let's get it.
Wow.
Before we go, I gotta ask you a quick question. I've heard you say that your goal, you want to be a billionaire.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So if that is the case, if you become a billionaire, what will be your billionaire quirk? You know, some people like some are going to space. Are you going to go to space? Are you going to drill to the center of the earth? What are you going to do? What is going to be your billionaire? Like, because when people become billionaires, they become really f-ing weird.
Yeah, but those are white billionaires.
So you're going to be more like Oprah. Yeah. You just become super nice.
I will. Briefly, I'll just put it in context, okay? The reason behind the narrative of me wanting to become a billionaire, it's not about the financial side, it's about the story and meaning of how. Where I come from, not supposed to be where I am, I'm supposed to be a statistic. There's young kids that look like me that grew up in an environment where this is all it's supposed to be. If I can go back and shake those kids' hands and be proof that dreams can become reality, then that's a different meaning, it's a different feeling for them. The initiative and the narrative behind it is what opportunities get created off of my dream becoming a reality. That's what it is. It's another form of motivation and inspiration. So it's not about the tag, it's about the title that's attached to it. Where I come from, it doesn't happen. So if it happens, holy dreams are real. Guys, you can do it too. We can make it. And do not let anybody tell you differently. I'm living proof that it can happen. That's what it is.
That's a better rocket.
That's what it is. That's
Kevin,
what it is.
Thanks so much for being here,
I love you,
man.
Thank you so much.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.